State Dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State Dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargo and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State Dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Puris in Dawson, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales. And, of course, our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Let's turn things over to Paul and the gang at the Target Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard, and good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis for another day of State Dance. My broadcast partner, Dede Schomer and Ken Fransky, are here, and we are ready for a full day of dance.
I'm excited.
I could tell.
Day two, you know, you almost pinch yourself saying, how could it be better than yesterday for intensity and excitement and an element of unknowns, maybe? But I don't think today's going to be a whole lot different.
They just opened the doors to have the fans come in and look at all the different colors from the different teams, parents, grandparents. We got Tony Offit and Zach Stelter and Jesse Nelson from Montevideo AD standing right in front of us. We can't see the floor. I had to tell them to sit down.
Yeah, it's a meeting of the AD minds or something. So there must be some big problem they're trying to solve this morning, but it looks like they have things under control.
Boy, when they open the doors, it's like a floodgate open.
Yeah, people are coming down the steps to get their chairs, their rows, their seats, you know, and just get in the building to be part of that energy when the girls are ready to hit the floor.
All right, well, the schedule is the exact same as yesterday in jazz. And before we talk about what's going to happen today in high kick, we're going to review a little bit what happened yesterday in jazz. And it was a very good day for a couple Section 3A teams.
Yeah, it was a powerful day yesterday. So a quick recap for our fans back home that hopefully everybody, Lacaparl and the surrounding counties, were listening. But, you know, Class A, single A jazz champions were St. Cloud Cathedral with a rank point of 6. Second place went to the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes with a rank point of 10. And then our Lacaparl Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows with a rank point of 12 bring home the third place Hardware. And, Paul, when we did some assessment last night, we actually got our hands on the official 8 judges' score sheets. And just to size this up of how competitive it was, St. Cloud Cathedral, the state champions, had 5 first-place rank points.
So that means out of the 8 judges, 5 said St. Cloud is first place.
They scored them the best, absolutely. Okay. Our Shadows had 2 first-place ranks.
Wow.
So 2 judges scored our Shadows as the best of the 6-team field, and the Wyoming Silhouettes had 1 first-place rank. So that just shows how competitive it was. It wasn't a clean sweep. It was not a unanimous scorecard, if you will. It wasn't a perfect game in baseball terms. And that's what we saw in the prelims with 12 teams, the 6 in the finals, very, very competitive. And then, you know, Zimbrota Mazeppa was in 4th place, Wabasha Kellogg was in 5th place, and Cannon Falls rounded out in 6th place for the finals. So very competitive day for the jazz portion of the state tournament for Class A.
Yeah, it was. That was a fun day. And, Dede, you were pretty nervous there when they were going to announce the finals. You didn't know which way it was going to go. Of course, your daughter, Aaliyah, is the jazz coach, and you were happy for her last night.
I was happy for her and the girls and all their hard work they've put into this season. You know, at Christmas time, they basically revamped that entire routine.
Oh, they did.
They did. So, you know, for them to come back and work hard, and that hard work paid off. And with the field being so tight yesterday, you never know until you hear your name called. You know, we can sit and, you know, have our opinions of what, you know, we think is going to be, but I know they were super, super pumped to bring home some hardware yesterday, and I think anybody who came home with a medal was extremely excited. You know, we talked about Section 3A. We had two of them medaling, you know, again. So, and I think today is going to be, you know, higher energy. You know, it just is, and you can just see how the fans are dressed up today. I mean, it is a higher energy day, and I look to see Montevideo making, you know, noise to come into the finals here. So they've got a really strong routine, too. So hopefully we can get all three of those programs in the finals today.
Ken, you still got up on your laptop there, the results from Jazz last night. Why don't you go first place through sixth place, the six finals there, how they placed.
So this was the six finalists out of the 12 teams that danced in the prelims. First place went to St. Cloud Cathedral, and that would actually give them their third Jazz championship in a row.
Wow.
Then the Wyoming Silhouettes were in second place. Our Shadows from Lackawanna Valley, Dawson Boyd, were in third place. Zambroda Mazeppa was in fourth place finish. Wabasha Kellogg in fifth. And rounding out in sixth place was Cannon Falls for the finals of Jazz that wrapped up yesterday evening. And indeed, you know, a good point you bring up, and Paul, too, you know, how the energy elevates today. You know, one reason for that is, in my opinion, is, you know, there's always more girls that dance on the kick team than the Jazz team, and that also brings in more fans. So we had a really full house on the lower bowl that the side Class A Jazz dances on, and it's going to pack in even tighter today with more girls dancing. More fans are going to show up. Some people don't have to work on Saturday, so hopefully they made the trip down here to Minneapolis and Target Center to help celebrate another good day of state competition.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson.
The security guard remembered me, and he goes, "Oh, you're back." And I go, "Yeah, I'm back." And then he says, "We're going to have a lot more people today than yesterday."
Absolutely.
As I was making my way through the Skyway, and we know on kick day, some of those Skyways can get a little full.
Oh, yes.
You know, the line starts to, you know, form early. I saw some Shadow moms heading down pretty early to have coffee as they wait in line. You know, I think, you know, they're excited for the girls. And I also had an exchange of when the kids, you know, they check out of their hotel. And so they come right by where a lot of the parents stay. So parents will meet their daughters and grab their luggage. And it's Carly Wager's birthday today. So we all sing happy birthday to her and pumped up the girls and got
the head coach of the Shadows.
Yep. So we always say good things happen on a birthday, right?
Did she get bright red in the face then?
No, I mean, it was fun. We wanted to start her day off well and, you know, pumped up the girls. And, you know, and as I was coming down, I see a lot of fans. There's a lot of kids here from Lackawanna Valley, so that's awesome to see that support continue on through today. So,
and our Class A girls, the, you know, the 12 teams here for kick prelims, have to get up early. You know, they start mark time at around, what, 7:30, I think, give or take.
Yeah.
And they have 5 minutes of mark time on the floor and things. So they can't just sleep in and get up and show up at noon for their first dance of the day.
Yeah, tell us is what mark time is. I've been here since 8:30 this morning, and they run that precisely like clockwork.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that exactly,
mark
time?
They have a big, you know, clock that as one team is exiting, that time has started. So what mark time allows them to do is run through their routine, work on maybe, you know, some areas of the routine that they might need sharpening or the coach felt needs a little bit more of a, you know, attention to detail on. I do believe I've only seen teams really run through it one time because their performance is, what, maybe two and a half to three minutes
max, and they have 5 minutes each team for mark time to get in and off the floor completely. Yep.
And teams are very respectful. I mean, they swiftly go on and swiftly go off, and they keep that running pretty steady. I mean, yesterday I think there was a bloody nose, so they had to stop it and take care of that. But otherwise, you know, the tournament is run pretty orderly.
That's right, and I really enjoy the music that we're going to hear in high kick today. One team, I'm not sure who it was, they started out with Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar, I mean, really banging it out. And it was all Woodstock music from Woodstock in 69. Remember Woodstock? You guys are too young.
I remember reading about it after I was born.
Yeah, I've heard of it,
But what a better way to start your morning, Paul, than with some Jimi Hendrix on guitar and getting things rocking and rolling. But you're right. You know, usually the kick has a little higher intensity of music and speed. Some of the jazz can be a little slower, you know, a little more theatrical is the term I always use. Jazz usually is just a little higher energy day music-wise as well, too.
All right, so big day for the Shadows and the Silhouettes placing in Jazz. What did the girls do last night to celebrate? Do you know, Dee?
I believe they did their Radisson Olympics on Thursday.
Yep.
So I think last night, I don't know if they had practice. I wonder if they had maybe some practice they can rent, like a conference room. Some teams do that, you know, and I think just kind of a downtime, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's turn our attention to today. I tell you what, before we do that, let's take a commercial break to hear a word from our fine sponsors for State Dance, and then when we come back, we'll preview the high kick competition here at Target Center this morning. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
State Dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Montevideo, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds. Coverage of State Dance Tournament action from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Western Crop Protection, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sowearable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, and Northern Plains Tiling in Madison.
Attention fixer-uppers and tinker extraordinaires. Are you the type who can turn a wrench and fix anything from a leaky faucet to a broken heart? Well, have we got a job for you. UFP Miniota is on the hunt for maintenance tech superheroes. At UFP Miniota, we believe in fixing things and occasionally breaking for donuts. If you can troubleshoot, repair, and have a sense of humor, you're our kind of hero. Join us at UFP Miniota, where the only thing we can't fix is your obsession with office snacks. Apply today at UFP Miniota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. Embrace the grease, be a maintenance marvel, and let the repairs begin. Join our UFP Miniota family today.
Welcome back to Target Center. Paul Ramo along with Dee Dee Schomer and Ken Fransky high above the Target Center floor. We're about 20 minutes away from the start of the high kick competition. And let's preview that a little bit. Who wants to kick it off with the preview? Ken?
Yeah, I'll run through our 12 state competitors here for Class Single A from the four sections across the state. And I will do that in their order of dancing performance. So leading off the competition here at about 11:30, we've got Wabasha Kellogg, followed by Zimbrota Mazeppa, then one of our Section 3A representatives, Montevideo, will dance third, the Holly Nuggets in fourth, St. Cloud Cathedral in fifth, Bagley Dance Team in the sixth spot, Cannon Falls in seventh, New London Spicer with the Offutt Sisters helping coach in eighth, then our Shadows from Lackawanna Valley, Dawson Boyd, will be in the ninth spot, followed up by Holdingford, Crosby Ironton, and then our third Section 3A representative, the Wyoming Silhouettes, will round out the 12-team competition for prelims here for high kick.
And we talked about how important the order in dance is yesterday, didn't we, Dee Dee?
Yes, we did. You know, there's theory that being in the bottom six is always a good, comfortable position to be in, and you know, Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd has that position in ninth, and then, you know, the Shadows close it out. And the Shadows the Silhouettes are closing it out in the 12th position, and they are coming into state on top of the leaderboard, you know, if you look at where numbers are. But there is a leaderboard, but it's tight. It is very, very tight.
Now, when you say leaderboard, what does that mean?
Well, they have a website out there that through the season, they take the scores from competitions and put it all together, and then they run an average. And so that kind of gives you a sneak peek of where things are lining up as you head into, you know, the state tournament. So, but as I look at these, you know, these averages, I mean, we are tight. We're very, very close.
Okay, good.
So I think, again, it's going to be a close finish. Your top six again.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, you could argue and debate the first half for today is maybe the little bit lighter scored half, and the back half is the little stronger scored half coming out of section scores, like Dee's talking about this leaderboard. But just like yesterday in Jazz, it's 12 teams competing for six spots in the finals to dance twice today, and you know, it's a fairly wide open field. There is not really a clear-cut front runner for one, two, or three, or four, or anything like that. Just like in Jazz, it's whoever brings their best performance in prelims and then can deliver a second time this afternoon in finals, it's here for the taking and the earning.
I noticed when you mentioned the teams, Ken, some familiar teams there, because our Jazz teams were here yesterday, but we got some new teams that did not participate in Jazz from yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bagley stands out to me, and they're from Section 4A, which is where the Holly Nuggets with Grace Johnson and Hannah Johnson, you know, are dancing. Holding Ford was in Jazz yesterday and is back in High Kick as well, too. So, yeah, there's a few faces there. And then,
Crosby Ironton?
Yep, Crosby Ironton. And there's, you know, when you look at the two, you know, sometimes, you know, a combined dance team maybe has a little more strength than Jazz or maybe a little more strength than High Kick. You know, some are really good in both all the way around. But there's some mixing and matching with some of the teams that were here yesterday. Well, from our section, you know, Montevideo, YME, and Shadows, both were in Jazz and High Kick as well, too. But there's a little mix and match in some of the other sections.
Dee, have we competed in High Kick with some other teams that are in state? I know probably Cathedral, we competed them at a competition.
We competed against, as I'm just running through them, all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe Bagley was up at St. Cloud.
We competed against New London Spicer.
Yep.
Holding Ford?
Yep,
okay.
We did.
St. Cloud Cathedral?
Yep, St. Cloud Cathedral is where we ran into Holding Ford. We did beat them there. So, but, you know, you can make changes to your routine, and you can dial it in. I mean, that was, I mean, a month ago already.
Yep.
So that's why I say, I mean, 4 weeks, you can do a lot with a routine to change and dial it in the way you want. But, yeah, as I'm looking at all of these, yeah, I believe we have competed, and I believe, like, Yellow Medicine East has competed against a lot of them. I mean, Zimbrota came up to St. Cloud Cathedral, and so that's where we met them. And then Yellow Medicine East has a huge competition. It's kind of state before state, we
right.
call it.
Yep.
And Wabasha Kellogg was there, you know, so, which is good. You do. You want to go against your competition in the regular season because you want to see what everybody's got and how you stack up against it. So
right. It's been a ping pong. I mean, you know, our Shadows have never finished worse than third in a competition. Certainly a number of firsts and some seconds. YME's done that. You know, St. Cloud Cathedral's been in those and finished in the top three. Montevideo had a first place finish at our Shadows competition here and back in January. Holding Ford has a second place finish in a competition our Shadows were at. Cathedral was third. And it's kind of been a ping pong of who's scored the best at some of these competitions. Not a start to finish of the season to the end, a clear cut front runner, by no means.
Well, and Holding Ford beat YME at Alec.
Okay.
You know, that was a competition we didn't go to, but I did go to that competition because you get to see all the northern teams, you know. So that was kind of eye-opening, too. So, like you said, this is a season of where Monty's beat us, we beat Monty, we beat Yellow Medicine East, they beat us. When you have a season of back and forth like that, it makes for a good state.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And makes it hard to predict. And Holding Ford was ahead of YME at the YME in competition, where Lackawanna Valley Shadows won that competition. Holding Ford was in second, YME was in third. So it's familiar faces, it's some newer faces. And it's just going to be wild and crazy, I think.
It is.
And all three teams from Section 3A, Lackawanna Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows, Montevideo Gold Dusters, and Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, they really have a rich history in High Kick competition here at State, don't they, Ken?
Oh, it is crazy, Paul, when you look at Montevideo for Kick. This year, 2024 now, is their 21st state appearance in Kick. Of those 20 previous ones, they've made it to finals 13 times. They've medaled 50-plus percent of the time with 7 medals, 3 state champions, no second-place finishes, but 4 third-place finishes. You look at the YME Silhouettes and Kick. They're here for the 26th time.
Wow.
The previous 25 times, they've only missed making the finals once. They're 24 for 25 in making the finals. That's 90-plus percent success to get to the finals.
That's crazy.
In the finals, when they're there 24 times, 18 of the times they've medaled.
Oh.
So that's roughly 3 out of 4, if I'm doing the math quick. About 80%, they're taking home hardware. One state championship in kick, 9 second-place finishes, 8 third-place finishes. Rich history. Then our Shadows. This is their 21st time making it to state in kick.
Wow.
The previous 20 times, they've made it there 14. That's about a 67% success rate. When they hit the finals, they're over 50% of bringing hardware home with 8 medals. 3 state champions, which was a three-peat, and they did that the same year in Jazz, back-to-back-to-back, set a state historic of not only three-peating in both the same years, but had a perfect score year in Jazz and kick both, where they ranked out 5 points, or all judges gave them a rank of 1. Of those 8 medals, those 3 state championships, 2 second-place finishes, and 3 third-place finishes. So Section 3A has a lot of hardware in this, you know, Lac Parle, Chippewa, Yellow Medicine County areas for state dance. Just remarkable programs.
And Montevideo's, I remember Montevideo in the late 90s. They had a different name for it then, but they were winning championships in the late 90s for sure.
And I think both programs have had some back-to-back wins, in kick or Jazz. Geez, I think YME and Jazz, I think maybe won 4 or 5 in a row or something like that. So that competition breeds competition, and it breeds a higher level of competition.
Yep.
And I can think with a couple of my daughters going through dance, the goal was to get there, but you knew you had to crawl over the top of YME to earn a medal in sections or state dance, and they finally got that program up and running through the years, and now it's just a, for lack of a better term, it's a big cat fight in Section 3A every year.
It is. Hey, Dee Dee, let's give some recognition to these high kick shadows out here. You and Dee Dee know the girls better than I do? Maybe just name the girls, and, if you know something about them, I recorded an interview with the Shadows earlier this week at practice, and we'll play that interview when we get off the air here this morning, and then we'll get to know them a little more personally. But, Dee, who are our Shadows performing here at the Target Center this morning?
Yep, the Shadows kick team is Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Chloe Gligge, Harper Grunholz, Molly Harrelson, Reese Johnson, Chloe Cran, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Alexis Olson, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Poos, Jalissa Ramos, Ella Stock, Addie Tufto, and then our managers, Jenna Coyle and Zoe Cruz, and of course our fantastic coaches, head coach Carly Wager, Aaliyah Schomer, Caitlin Baird, and Hope Traeger.
All right, and 2 seniors on this team performing for the last time as a Shadow, Reese McCoy and Emerson Olson. And I believe you said yesterday, Ken, that Emerson Olson got the Senior Academic Award, I believe.
Yes, for the state. I think they do 2 things. Well, I know they do, according to the information we see on the big screen, is Emerson Olson was a senior all-academic team for our Shadows. For Montevideo, Brianna Winters was also selected that senior all-academic team. And then they have a team all-academic award. And our Shadows, Montevideo Gold Dusters, YME Silhouettes, all 3 of those representatives we have here from Section 3, all 3 of those programs were all-academic as a team. So, I mean, they got a bunch of smart girls here dancing.
Yeah, I don't know what the grade point average, what you need for grade point, but I'm sure it's up there.
I think it's something between like a 3.5 or a 3.7,
okay.
Something like that. Yeah, it's getting a lot of A's, and you occasionally get a B. Yeah,
okay.
It's fantastic academic credentials our girls have.
That's a little higher grade point average than what I had when I was in high school. So ask me what my grade point
is. Well, Paul, back then they didn't grade on the curve, did they?
I think it's awesome that they recognize that. You know, these girls are busy. They're putting in time, with sports and keeping up with their studies. And so I think that's great that the state tournament recognizes those ladies.
They have to be very good time managers. Like Sadie, these are busy girls, and if you're not eligible, you can't play in academics in high school.
I guess we should have mentioned, too, last night in jazz, Reese McCoy and Addie Tufto made the all-tournament team for the Shadows.
Well-deserved, well-earned. We have one of our seniors and one of our juniors that have both been dancing for a lot of years for our Shadows program.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are excited here at Target Center. We're going to get going here in a little bit. Then our schedule for today on Q92 is after we wrap it up here, Class A will perform, all 12 teams will perform. Takes about a good hour to do that. Dick Newman, Danny Lee, they are at New London Spicer High School for the section wrestling team tournament. And the best of luck to Team United. They're going to be on the air at 12:30. At 12:30, Dick Newman and Danny Lee will be covering state or section wrestling. Team United would win at 12:30. Then they'll play for the section championship around 2:30 to go to state. So a big day in high school sports here on Q92. And then after wrestling's done, we'll get back here to Target Center. Actually, we're going to break in when they announce the six finals around 1:15. We want to be on the air for that. We'll just take a few minutes out of wrestling there to see who's going to dance in the finals tonight in high kick. So that's the schedule on Q92 this afternoon. And we'll be doing interviews throughout the day, some recorded, some live. I got alumni. I know Chloe Kranz, who's a Shadow. Hopefully we're going to interview her mother, who's a Shadow alumni.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use the word oldest, but she's one of the older alumni here, and she has a daughter dancing.
Second generation.
That'll be a
fun interview.
Just because the whole times have changed, and so for her to kind of bring everybody up to speed with that.
Yep, and Dee Dee, I want you to know, Ken has not given up on finding a judge to interview.
Oh, I'm not giving up.
That's awesome. No. You keep at it.
I've been scanning the judges for kick, and so far I don't see a familiar face from the jazz judges we had yesterday, so this says Ken has a chance to get a judge interview yet today before state dance is over.
All right, your final thoughts before we sign off here from Target Center. Ken, we'll start with you and we'll end with Dee.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to Coach Hank Ireland and all the United wrestlers and coaches there. You'll get the first one done and then get the second one done as well, too. So I want to say that. But, boy, I think buckle up, listen in, scream at your radio, scream at your computer, and help cheer on our Shadows throughout today. But I look for nothing but excitement today, and I'm very optimistic about what our Section 3A representatives can do for us.
Yeah. I want to wish good luck to the United Wrestling team as well. You know, those young men have been working hard, so best wishes to them today. In the sense of the state dance high kick today, I am excited to see what 3A is going to bring. I'm hoping to see them all go into the finals, but I know it's going to be great start.
Yeah, we saw that last night with Section 1, was it? Wabashaw.
Kellogg. Section 1A from kind of Southeast Mississippi, all three of their representatives in the finals.
And Dee just mentioned she's hoping all three Section 3A Montevideo.
I think we got a really good shot, and we haven't had that in a while. So I guess Monty hasn't made it to finals since when they actually medaled third place in 2016.
Okay.
So they have their eyes on the prize of hearing their name for finals, hopefully, so we could have all three make it.
Really quick, we didn't talk about the theme for high kick. What are the uniforms and the songs and the theme?
It's Billy Joel, and they got these nice, sharp black with like a hot pink, like rhinestones on it, and then the bright orange in there too. So it's a white collar. So I think they're going to look really nice again on this floor today.
And the song is based around Billy Joel's. It's still rock and roll to me. So great tune, very high speed, energy type tune. Great selection for a kick routine. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you can hear in the background, there's Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And we're lucked out today. We are surrounded by Shadow fans here at Target Center right now. You can hear the excitement building in the background. The captains and the coaches are taking the floor here, and they'll sing the national anthem. You excited, Dee?
I am excited. Yesterday was phenomenal, and I know today's going to be awesome. So, I mean, yay. Let's kick it off.
Big energy day again.
All right. So with that, we'll turn it back to the studios as the 12 teams will perform here at Target Center on the Target Center floor. And then at 12:30, we'll have wrestling for you, team wrestling with Dick Newman and Dan Lee. And then later on this afternoon, we'll be back here with more state dance. And so with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Storable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Drigestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pearson Dawson, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofte Auto and Sales.